You're listening to Mondo Cool, the only Dragon Ball movie podcast that gives you a Zenkai boost.
That's right, boys. Mondo Cool.
What's up, Dragon Ballers? Welcome to this month's edition of Mondo Cool. That's our Dragon Ball movie podcast. And with me, as always, are Dan and Bob Video Games from Gigaboost.com.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
And Mr. Feel from Mr. Feel's Wild Ride.
Tokyo.
Today, we continue our adventures through going through all of the Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, all those things, all of those movies, specials, that kind of thing. Each month, we pick up a new one in release order. Our previous episode was, of course, the Tree of Might, but we'll be taking a break from the normal numbered films to do a special today. However, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about how you can get access to this show early. How early? I don't know. It's up to Dan, but Phil's going to tell you how you could get it early. I don't know, for by 4 weeks.
You can get Mondo Cool early by going to our Patreon at patreon.com/GBpodcast. In addition to getting early access to Mondo Cool for as little as $5 a month, you get cursed commentary tracks of bad movies, access to cursed content by committee, that is our user-voted cursed content show that also has a commentary track, extended armchair dev pitches, and you get to push us closer and closer to the canyon of Bleach. That's patreon.com/GB podcast.
Editor's note, we've already reached the goal for the Bleach podcast. Oops, that's what happens when you record in advance. Very, very cool. Now, today, taking a break from the number Dragon Ball Z films as going by release order. Next up, we have the TV special entitled Dragon Ball Z Bardock, the Father of Goku, or as it's called in Japanese,
Dragon Ball Z, A Lonesome Final Battle, the father of Z warrior Son Goku, who challenged Frieza.
Or,
it's a light novel.
I gotta slow down the music that plays in the background for yours, and I get the other one for the bit.
Or, if you prefer, Dragon Ball Zetto, Tata Hitori no Saishu Kessen, Frieza ni Indonda Zetto Senshi, San Goku no Chichi.
Bob, does it get any better than that? Do you think any title will be as good as that one?
They get better.
This is my favorite part of the show every fucking time.
Better as in better or better as in worse? I'm so confused.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Just wait until BoJack.
That's what everyone's waiting for, to be honest. Dan, get us through this movie.
I will be glad to. So,
oh, no.
Bardock and his companions. It opens on them fighting on planet Kanasa, a planet full of really cool psychic people that they murdered the shit out of. Then, while him and his teammates are sitting around just talking about how badass they are and talking about working for Frieza, one of those Kanasan bastards leaps out of the rocks, pokes Bardock in the back of the neck and says, "You're psychic now, bitch, and you're gonna have to hear me yell this for the rest of this movie." And so for
Bardock's friends, like, that's absolutely crazy. Look at us. We look cool, I swear.
I look like also, a mix between Nappa and some other guy.
Not only are you psychic now, but when you shoot me with energy, I'm going to burst into flames like nobody else in this entire franchise ever does.
But that's
raw.
That's the thing that made it so fucking cool. It was like local Kanasan too angry to die. Like, just fucking lit that dude on fire, and he's just like, "Oh, it doesn't matter that I'm on fire, you little bitch."
Real quick, which version did everyone watch?
Oh, yeah, I guess we should cover that.
Okay. I have a story behind the version that I watched.
Okay, let's go. Yeah.
Did you somehow find an ocean dub version? Does that exist?
All right, so I wait until the day of, and I usually watch things off of Funimation's streaming site.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they delisted this one specifically, which is weird because I'm like, I have a paying sub to that, so I didn't need like premium or anything. So I searched around, and I'm like, well, yeah, what if YouTube has it? And they did, and it was dubbed. Seemed to be the original dub. The person who put it there edited it so that when there's flashbacks later of his psychic powers showing his son, they edited in clips of Dragon Ball Super of Goku Black, and I went, what's happening? Why?
What?
I'm losing my mind. It just showed Goku Black attacking Earthlings, and I'm like, this looks bad. And Bardock's like, what am I seeing? What is this?
That is incredible.
How do you continue to find some more and more insane things?
People can look that up. It's there. I think it had like some dude's name on the top left. I think it was like Chia Anime or some shit on YouTube.
Oh my god.
And
I was
like 20 minutes in by that point, because you know, the first time he has that. So then I went on a just dubbed website because I wanted to, because I know they had the licensed music. So I watched the Funimation like 2000s dub of it that replaced Solid State Scouter with Butt Rock.
So
that like knocks a point off.
So I originally was watching that, but then I was like, Bob was like, hey, we should watch this with Solid State Scouter, you know. Feel's a big fan of that song. We need to know how cool it is in its original context. And I'm like, that's a good point. So we switched from the Butt Rock version to that version. The intro song for the Butt Rock version is unreal.
Yes.
It just
Yeah, it was like Dragon Ball Z.
Z, 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 Z. And it's like,
is it not the it's some new thing that isn't the old one that showed that, like only Tree of Might clips?
No, it's not that.
It's not that.
It's an early Funimation one that they use for some of the specials where it's just high octane butt rock with Dragon Balls. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, it was really something.
Because in the later movies, they have like the more rockish sound that they normally use that does not feel like you're inside someone's basement as they're about to beat you to death.
You gotta come listen to my band. Like, no.
No. Please, no.
Please.
So yeah,
no other Dragon Ball podcast would talk about this.
We basically listened to the original Japanese soundtrack with the US dub.
Good delivery on that dub.
You know, you say that, but they're trying to compensate for the fact this movie has no characterization and no talking for most of it. Half of it is dead air. Like if I was the guy who summarizes the movies, like in the middle of watching it, I was like, Bardock, father of Goku, co-stars dead air. Because it is so much silence, and you can do that well, but I don't think it was done well here. It just seemed like filler.
I mean, like the entire future, the entire you can see the future shit, which doesn't matter at all.
Yeah. Which you see 4 or 5 or 6 times. And every time in Japan, it plays the same voice clips. In Japan, it's playing the same spiel every single time. In the US version, they're like, oh, that would be insane. How about we write shit to change, you know?
How about we try and give Bardock some sort of character?
Yeah, how about we have an arc with this relationship psychically?
I have to remember how I was owned.
It's oh, man. Could you imagine you just keep flashing to your YouTube comments section? You're like, what is this?
I was stunned that you could completely remove the psychic shit. It would not change the story of this movie at all.
Yeah, I forgot that was even in there until we started watching it again.
Oh, you forgot that was...
Yeah, because that seems so irrelevant.
I remembered it, but I was like, surely it must matter somehow.
it matters in the US dub when... Bardock is told by his future son Goku that it's not too late to stop being a shit heel. And so when he's in outer space with Frieza, he's all like, I'm gonna stop being a shit heel and stop you to be a good guy. And I'm like, this is a stretch.
He's like, my son Superman over here.
My son Kal-El will own your asshole if I don't.
Hearing the dub for this fucking blew my mind because I forgot, one, how some of these characters sounded. But it's been so long since I listened to Grandma Frieza.
Oh, Grandma Frieza is the best.
It's still the best.
I actually am a huge fan of random Saiyan being voiced by Hercule.
That was
yes. Oh my god! It's like I got hit by a car.
What's the matter, Bardock?
There's a lot of recycling in this movie, like when Bardock stumbles into the Saiyan bar near the end.
Uh huh.
And I'm like, man, why are you sad that your friends died? There's five of each of them in this room.
I'm glad we were both thinking the exact same fucking thing.
It really bugs me that one of the Saiyans was just basically Fidel, and then that was long before Fidel was made. It was like, oh.
Fidel would have been designed for the manga by that point.
Are you sure?
I don't think so, no.
You don't think so?
Because remember, the reason Namek went on for 150 years is because they were caught up with the manga.
Oh my god. Okay, well, let's continue to describe this film. So as Bardock gets psychic powers, he has to go heal after being super fucking owned in this battle with this lizard man Kanassin who's too angry to die. So as he's in the, a Bacta chamber? So as he's in the Bacta chamber, he's healing up and his allies go on the next assignment. Frieza's all like, hey, you know, we're going to
stop calling him Frieza.
Look, Frito's is like, hey, we got a really important mission for you to go on. You need to go do this. And they're like, oh, we would love to bring Bardock, but mentally he's not stable. Like the scientists are telling us he's physically healed, but something's off with his brainwaves. So let's go off without Bardock. And then as it turns out, Chunky Peanut Butter's name? I forgot his name. The pink man.
Dodoria.
Oh, Dodoria.
Thank you.
I thought you were asking me about the fat Saiyan, and I was like, how the fuck is any of us going to remember any of their fucking names?
One of them was Toma?
Toma or Tora? I can't remember.
Anyway.
I think Tora is right.
Weirdly enough.
Are we talking about the fat Saiyan with the bowl cut?
No, we're talking about his best friend Saiyan.
Yeah, we're talking about his best friend Saiyan, who had a very, very emotional talk in English and in Japanese didn't.
Yeah.
Wow, they really was in English. It sounds weird, but also they tried.
Yeah. Getting
water from a stone.
I'm not even exaggerating. I think there's twice as much dialogue in English. Like the Japanese.
That is common in a lot of these dubs.
Yeah.
Basically, if you're watching a dub of any Dragon Ball thing and someone is talking while their back is to the camera,
mm-hmm.
That's new.
So, like, you cannot see their face. That was not in the original.
Which, in
thing.
Some
they
cases, could be really bad, but there's so much dead air in this. I'm like, yeah, no, I get it.
Funimation got these fucking Dragon Ball movies and it's like, there has to be more than this.
Hey, Toa, you sent us all of the audio? Not, like, some of it?
Maybe the script is missing pages? Did you just not send half of it?
Did you guys lose half of it? I don't fucking understand.
No, it's a page and a half.
47-minute film with a page and a half of script.
What, it took me 47 minutes to write? I figured it'd take 47 minutes to read.
Okay, I have to question whether or not it was in the Japanese script that most on-the-nose statement where fucking Zarbon is going, oh man, it'd be really bad if Bardock and a bunch of people and Vegeta all teamed up at the same time to punch us.
They don't name them, but yeah, pretty much. That's in there, yeah.
They specifically outline every relevant character. It's like, it'd be real bad if they all teamed up against us. Frieza's like, yes.
Anyway,
God damn.
What? You're just reflecting on...
I'm reflecting on the film. Like, we got to keep going.
It's
going
to be real tough giving this a 7.
So Dodoria, whose name I remembered in my head is Dodolia, and that's why I had to ask, and I'm glad I did.
What is he, a banana?
Dodurian. Just look at his arm. Yeah, just look at his arms.
Yeah,
his name's Dodurian.
Dodurian. He completely owns all of Bardock's friends. And then Bardock eventually gets out, and he realizes they're being betrayed because of a psychic vision he had, I think. I think he just had the psychic vision of his child at first, and he was like, oh, yeah, okay, I need to go join
them. Did he realize? I thought he was just like, what is that? And then he went to join them to have fun, because he's like, this is going to be fun committing genocide again.
It's only like 80% of the way through that he realizes, oh, shit, these are accurate.
Yeah, because he just had a vision while Kakarot was a baby, a fat fucking baby, sitting in his bed screaming for an entire Bardock special straight.
I assume Broly was right off camera.
Yes. Yes, he was.
Bad Broly, the one that the sexual predator, Bad Broly was off
camera. Oh, no!
They're now canonically two Brolys.
Oh, my God. That's incredible. So, yeah, anyway, he has the visions next to his son, and then he's like, I need to go join my friends. I can't believe they left me.
The very cheap dimension of reusing Dragon Ball original footage.
And then cropping it in a way where it doesn't look good at all. Yes. Yeah, no, that was incredible.
The dimension of this will save us 4 minutes.
It's important that he saw Goku carrying milk with Krillin.
It told him so much about his son.
It's important that he saw that 4 times. Anyway,
you know what? It's important. Okay, they wrote nothing for the script in Japanese and reused 25 minutes of old footage.
Yeah, yeah, they certainly fucking did that. So Bardock joins his friends who are owned to shit by Dodoria and his gang on a planet Meat.
God,
I could not believe that planet Meat
in Japanese.
Look, sometimes
they call,
Toriyama don't try so hard.
On in Japanese,
so during
they called
Dragon
them
Ball.
The what was it? They called the denizens the Meatians. Whereas Bardock was like, "You let those meatheads beat you up," and I was like, "Thank you." but yeah, no, his friend Toma has a very emotional conversation with him as Toma dies, and Bardock uses a handkerchief he has to soak up all the blood from Toma.
I forgot this detail.
It seems to be replicating blood.
Yes, yeah. It fills with even more blood, even though he's no longer dabbing it on Toma at all. It's just filling with his rage, which is making it blood red. And then he puts it on as Dodoria's gang shows up to rough him up. And then because he's such a smart motherfucker, even though he's having future sight seizures, Bardock owns all of them. And then Dodoria shows up and uses a mouth beam.
I was really stunned.
Yeah, why is that?
I was really stunned by how completely emotionless Bardock looked as he was apparently filling the handkerchief with rage.
Yes.
Because he didn't look anguished. He was just staring like, did I leave the oven on?
Yes. Yeah, no, that's...
No.
Yeah. The English dub tries really hard to make it an emotional moment, but
because
you can
tell
you have there's almost nothing.
Because you put as much speech where the handkerchief frame is as you can.
Yes.
Well, you could put a filter on it and make it his inner monologue, too, but it's just like, no, I'm just going to stare into space.
Dodoria owns him with a mouth beam, and then doesn't check to see that he's dead, and then just goes to Frieza. Dodoria's like, I beat him. And then Frieza's like, no, you didn't. And he's like, what?
I wish he was
I'll
a cool bar
voice.
I'll
go do it again. No. I'll kill everyone.
Dodoria's defense, being owned by someone more than twice as strong with you is you almost always instantly kill somebody. It's just like, no, Bardock lives because... The plot says
well, his friends protected him even though they were dead. Their corpses stopped it, I guess.
When Bardock, I
figured that might be the intent. Except they didn't block it at all. They just fell on him after he got owned.
Look, they don't write so good sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
And then Bardock comes back to the planet and he realizes that his visions are true and that his vision he had on the way back to the planet. Frieza, Frito-Lay, owning the planet is actually going to happen, and he has to warn his Saiyan friends, so he does this in the most reasonable way you could expect. He starts saying, hey guys, we gotta kill Frieza. That's how he opens the conversation in Japanese.
He's just feel.
Hey guys, Central Square.
Yeah, I was about to say fucking Frieza Central fucking Park.
Bardock feels guilty. on the landing pad.
Look, no, Bob, the economy's bad. We have to use rope now.
Oh man, fucking shit. It's so unreasonable. There's a it's so he does that, everyone laughs at him. They're like, haha, he's just crazy because all of his friends are dead. Which is a real moment.
Yeah, they we'll say
to be fair, half of that bar scene is pure silence in Japanese.
I oh god. I guess this is them just trying to paint Saiyans as being like the worst people possible. Like they're really just owning that.
There was like one or two parts in this special where I was like, man, I really appreciate the Broly movie retelling of this.
Yeah, no, that's, well, I don't know, a movie.
Yeah,
it's weird.
It's structured like a film with scenes that add up to each other and have an arc.
This is going to be really funny because I've seen the Dragon Ball fans going, how dare you retcon Bardock, father of Goku? It's a masterpiece.
Yeah, I've also heard rumblings of that. We're not at the ranking part yet, but pay attention to that part, everyone.
This movie that's mostly dead silence probably is good. It's secretly great.
I love it when my albums come with every other track being pure silence for no artistic reason.
I'll give it a light 8.
There's 23 tracks on this album.
But one of those silent tracks instead is Solid State Scouter, so it's pretty good.
Yeah, no, Solid State Scouter's really good. It's better than this movie. Anyway, so after no one believes him, Bardock stumbles up the stairs while bleeding out, has yet another vision. This time, he's on the planet Namek.
Because they had that brain
there,
already.
And he's like, you're my son. And then Goku turns around, but then he's Frieza. And then Bardock goes, no! Gets owned. It's deep.
It's this movie.
And then when he reaches the ceiling, he reaches the rooftop. He realizes no one's going to believe him and that he needs to stop this himself. So Bardock flies into space.
Yeah,
to stop Frieza. He's attacked by 1,000 soldiers and he's stronger than all of them because he can just keep plowing through and beating them up and throwing them at each other.
He's just going through them like a wall, like a fucking lawnmower.
He was bleeding out in the previous scene.
In a ball of dudes.
Yeah, like in the prior scene, Bardock is literally passing out from blood loss. Now he's able to take on 1,000 of Frieza's soldiers. Sorry, Frito-Lay's soldiers.
Zenkai boost.
And then Frieza comes out and is just like, hey, what's up? I'm going to own you with this death ball. And he does that. And then Bardock sees a vision of his son for a billionth time. I already covered the part where in the English dub, they tried to make it this thing of he's no longer a bad guy. He's realizing the error of his ways that he's going to correct this by trying to kill Frieza. That didn't exist in the Japanese dub for anyone who's curious. He just sort of went, fuck you, Frieza, and then got owned.
Yeah, he also seems to really hate his kid in the Japanese dub.
Fuck that kid. His power level's only 2.
Yep.
Yeah, he's like scum.
Yeah, it's
where they try to make him seem more fatherly in the English dub.
They're like, what if this movie had a redemption angle? And then Toei's like, what is that?
and then 20 years later, Toei is like, oh, that's a good idea. We'll take that and just make that always his character.
Aren't you excited that we have at least 2 more Bardock appearances on this podcast?
I'm thrilled. So then what happens is Frieza destroys all 1,000 of his soldiers that are in outer space. He destroys Bardock. He blows up planet Vegeta with all the Saiyans on it, except for Nappa and Vegeta, who were on assignment at the moment.
Nappa's hair.
Yeah, Nappa has hair. We didn't even talk about that shit, where There's a weird side story angle where they talk about Prince Vegeta is so powerful even though he's so young. And in the English dub, there's a little bit of like, he doesn't trust Frieza. But I feel like in the Japanese dub, it's not as overt.
Yeah, it's not overt at all. You can kind of get that when he's kneeling and just making the bitchiest face imaginable. Like, I'm here to give tribute to Frieza.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a little
there
bit of
that.
Yeah,
there was a scene in which Vegeta is like, he's not gonna lord over us forever. And they're like, really? That's cool.
Yeah, that dialogue in that scene went completely different between Japan and US. It was something. But anyway, so the ending shot here is kind of just Vegeta standing on this planet full of dead bodies because he owned everyone's, because he's so cool he can take out 6 Cybermen as a child, meaning he's drastically more powerful than all of the Z fighters except for Goku when he's just a babby.
Yes.
This makes sense, I swear. Power levels mean anything.
Yes.
Okay.
No, those are bad Cybermen. They're like beta Cybermen. That's
no. Bad. They explain the Japanese. They explicitly say we enhanced these Cybermen to be super tough.
Oh, shut the fuck up, God! Move on.
That's about how I feel hearing that. So yeah, and then that's the movie. That's our Bardock special.
Cool.
Oh boy.
Segment time.
Jesus,
I did enjoy. Bardock throws his, what the fuck is it called? Whatever, Tyrant Lancer or whatever. Some incredibly cool sounding thing for a basic attack. And he's like, and it just bounces off the Death Ball. And he's like, damn, I really thought that'd work.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I believe that's called Riot Javelin in some games.
Yes, Riot Javelin.
I was, at this point, he didn't do a spinny attack like he does in the Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Yes.
You were expecting him to fly into space and go speed at Frieza.
If he was flying at Frieza, not spinning, and all the troops are bouncing off him, that would have been amazing.
And then he stops spinning because all the troops are off of him, and then he pulls out a gun and it's like,
yes.
You did get to see him do the last hit of his auto combo at the start of his fight with Dory's guys, though.
It's
where he
true.
Just hammer fists one good dude's face in.
This is pretty good.
Bamco, here's my pitch. The end of this Bardock movie, The Battle in Space, it's pinball. Just with spinning Bardock.
That has more value than this movie. We need to move on to our segments, though. So,
all right, first up, we have the Yamcha Award.
Oh, boy.
As you know, it's the most important award of them all. did this person disappoint you? You may want to give them the Yamcha Award. So, the honor will go to Feel for the first.
Can I give it to the entire Saiyan race?
No.
I would allow it.
Too many. There wouldn't be anyone for us to
select. I'm the host, and I say no. You have to be specific.
Okay, I'm gonna give it to Zarbon. Because Zarbon is... Keep in mind that Zarbon at this point is more than twice as powerful as the strongest Saiyan to have ever lived. And it's like, man, those Saiyans... They might get us if we don't watch out. It's like being it's like looking at ants and being like, man, if all the ants teamed up, we'd be in trouble.
Are you saying Zarbon's high right now?
Well, this is 20 years ago. Maybe Zarbon's super weak at this point.
Or into weed.
Or both.
He's just like, oh, fuck. You ever think about what if ants rallied against you and ate you?
I mean, that's the same thing with Frieza. Is apparently like 5,000 times more powerful than all the Saiyans combined at this point.
Dodoria, have you tried DMT?
So I'm the power levels guy who has all that shit in my brain because I have brain damage. Bardock, Frieza's full power is 12,000 times stronger than Bardock at the point of this movie.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm going to need that number again. What?
Bardock's power level is 10,000.
Okay.
Frieza's full power is 120 million.
Is that all?
That's really funny because in the dub, they're like, when I transform the first time, my power level becomes 1 million. When
it goes
horned one.
It goes 250,000 for little baby midget Frieza, which is still 25 times stronger than Bardock. Then 1 million. than like 1.8 million. It's not a huge jump. It's a real fucking weird jump. That's why he's only in that form for like 15 seconds.
Yeah, the Xenomorph one.
And then his slim form is 60 million, but when he gets all big and buff to fight Super Saiyan Goku, it's 120.
Okay, hold on. What you're telling me is he starts at 250,000, then he jumps to 1 million, then 1.6, then he jumps 58.4 million more points.
Guys, I think Dragon Ball Z might be dumb.
What? What drove you to that conclusion, Bob?
Be dumb.
Okay, here's some more power level shit.
Oh, fuck.
When Goku lands on Namek, his power level is 90,000. He gets beaten up by, Ginyu steals his body, he gets beaten up. When he heals, his power level is now 3 million. That was his Zenkai boost. Meanwhile, Vegeta's power level after he recovers from getting beaten up by Raccoon is 150,000. But when he gets a Zenkai boost after Krillin blasts him, it's only like 1.5 million.
Based on height.
Power levels are fucking stupid.
I don't like any of this.
All right,
yeah.
Who's Dan?
Next?
Dan, who disappointed you? Who do you want to award?
I'm gonna go ahead and say Toma. Toma disappointed
All right.
me. As the patron saint and leader of the I'm One of Bardock's Friends group, he didn't really do a lot to characterize himself, especially in Japanese. I feel like he could have done more, been fleshed out more as a character, and he apparently got wrecked by one of Dodoria's friends, not even necessarily Dodoria himself. We can't confirm that Dodoria was the one who owned him, I don't think. So I'm Toma's pretty
Dodoria
disappointed.
Punched him that one time.
That's true. He did punch him that one time. So maybe he was just like, my friends will deal with the rest. Toma, you are very powerful and I respect you as a warrior. I will fight you. Maybe. But I think it's embarrassing.
I like how he was like, but why is Frieza want us dead? We were good little cucks. And I'm like, come on, man, die with some dignity.
Yeah, that speech was a little, we licked boot so good. Oh no, I'll never get to taste his savory heel again. It was like, oh Jesus.
Yeah, I think in the US dub it was changed a lot to like be about how him and Bardock are friends and he hopes the best for Bardock or something to that effect.
Well, that speech specifically is when he was getting the shit beaten out of him, Bob, when he was dying in front of Bardock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was when Dodoria's friends were beating him up. He was like, what the fuck is this? We're so good at this job.
Well, yeah, why'd they do that?
Yeah, so I'm gonna say Toma or whatever his name was. I'm pretty sure it's Toma or Toru. Anyways, and I'm done giving out that award.
I guess my pick will be Funimation's casting director. Now, I don't know who decided that for young Vegeta, they would just get Chris Sabat to try his best. But boy, was it bad.
It's funny because, what the hell is that dude's name? Ryo Horikawa, I'm pretty sure, is still does it in Japanese, but it sounds way better.
Because it's Chris Sabat doing Vegeta's like, let me see.
You say that, but
Frieza, give me a job.
At the same time, I was thrown off and I pointed it out to Bob and I just looked it up to confirm. Bardock is voiced by Sonny Strait, so he goes into the Krillin laugh once.
Yes! Oh my god, I can't believe that left me.
I was like, I'm pretty sure this motherfucker is Krillin. And then he did the laugh and I was like, god damn it, Sonny Strait. God damn it.
Weren't we saying the female Saiyan was also Frieza?
Yes. Yes, she was.
Oh, my
God. They didn't have a lot
Funimation's
of voice actors.
Recycling is part of Dragon Ball.
Yes.
We need
that original run where Chris Sabat's 40 characters.
In this movie, Chris Sabat is the fat Saiyan.
Yes, he is.
He is Zarbon.
He is,
yeah.
He is Vegeta.
Yeah.
He was Nappa originally, but in the like 2008 was when this was remastered, and that's when he was getting into, I can't be every single character, I have to let other people have some work.
Yeah.
Grandpa Gohan, also Christopher Sabat. So yeah, that's five.
All right, Bob.
Okay. I'm going to nominate...
In a movie with 2.5 characters.
The female Saiyan, because she did basically nothing. I thought that anyone on his crew would get anything, but Toma's the only one.
No, this is Dragon Ball, Bob. Her being a woman means she gets less.
Right, exactly. I didn't... She was also just shown in with everyone else. It was bad. I think the only line of dialogue, which may have been added for the US dub, was just her talking about how she doesn't remember what happened as an ape. Was there any of that in the Japanese dub?
She says something in the very start in Japanese, but I cannot remember what it is.
Okay. So there might have been something to characterize those characters at all is in relation to really just hearing more lore about turning into apes, which is not good. Yeah. No. Nobody in this is a character, so they all are up for nomination.
Yeah, I had to do my best to not nominate the writers again. But yeah, her name, by the way, Bob?
Yeah.
Is Fascia?
Fascia? What vegetable is that?
I have no idea.
Fasciable?
I don't know. But Fascia was, in fact, voiced by Frieza's voice actress. I just looked it up.
Okay.
I totally
all
called
two
that.
Two lines.
Yeah.
Her name is entirely different in Japanese. It's
Seripa.
Seripa. I have no idea what vegetable that's supposed to be.
Yeah, me
neither.
Well,
it's going to be unfortunate that Bob is saying that there are no characters in this film, because you're going to have to nominate, Bob, starting with you,
okay,
a character that can defeat Jiren from Dragon Ball Super. And you have a lot of great options this time.
Okay. I mean, this is easy. Frieza's obviously incredibly powerful. I'm sure that we didn't see any sort of matchup between him and Jiren already.
Yes, we have.
I'm sure it went great, and he won, and thus Frieza would win.
Bob, I'm confident that what you're saying right now makes perfect sense and is the case.
We just went over how he has a power level over a million.
A million's a big number, Bob.
It is.
That might be stronger than Jiren.
Also blew up a whole planet with a little finger ball.
I mean, when you can do that, you can do a lot of things.
That's exactly.
This Frieza is so much more powerful than normal Frieza. Because you think about how in the show, he's like, I'm going to blow up Namek. And he's in final form. He throws the ball and it takes him like fucking over 5 minutes to blow that up. Here, effortlessly in his first form. This is a super Frieza.
Yeah, this one's way more powerful. Voiced by the good voice actor, everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe this Frieza trained for 5 months, because Resurrection F Frieza says, I'll train for 4 months and become stronger than the God Saiyans.
Dragon Ball Z is really dumb.
Feels like I'm going to release the sludge.
Good Lord. He's dunking Bob in the
now that
dip.
We've gotten, now that we've gotten dip. Bob's. Dan.
I'm going to say dead air could kill Jiren. it almost killed me.
You haven't seen Super. He is dead air.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, man. I'm not even in Dragon Ball, and Dead Air is such a powerful character in this movie, it almost killed me watching it. So I would like to think it could kill Jiren. Luckily, from what you're saying, it sounds like they're on the same side. It sounds like Jiren and Dead Air team up a lot.
He and
they just
Dead
team
Air.
Up and are beating you up.
but yeah, I think if Dead Air ever turned on Jiren, then it could probably be Jiren. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a toss-up, yeah. Okay, Feel.
I'm going to say Tulo, who is the Kanasin who gives Bardock the future punch, because he's able to move so fast, even Bardock, an incredibly powerful Saiyan warrior, can't keep track of him. So he could have swept the whole Saiyans, but he was like, nah, it's best if I own him with future sight and die respectfully. if he was up against Jiren, though, he'd unleash his full power.
You see, it would make sense, because even if he was defeated, everyone would be like, yeah, but his future clone exists and it's gonna come back and hit him.
Exactly.
See, he's gonna give Jiren the future punch, and then Jiren's gonna be fighting somebody, and then Jiren will have the flashbacks that make him no longer a competent fighter. and that counts as a win for him.
That's true. I mean, if Turo gives Jiren the future sight seizures and that causes Jiren to lose, that's a win for Turo. That's that's a good point, Phil.
I have mine.
Okay.
Mine shall be Dodoria. Now my reasoning for this is that mine takes place canonically after Phil's attempt. So Jiren is fucking up based on future sight shit. And Dodoria gets a free mouth beam and blows off Jiren's head.
Oh, damn. It's so tiny compared to the rest of his body. Dodoria must have really good aim.
Yes.
Very good. You know, this surprisingly went well. It's going good. Oh, fuck, there's a third one. All right. So, our third segment is where each person brings in a canon Dragon Ball character to take on the villain of what particular movie we're watching. I'm losing my mind. The villain of this film is Frieza.
Okay, I thought it was going to be Dead Air, but I respect your choice.
I thought it might be Bardock. I wasn't sure.
As I was watching this, happened. I almost got scared. I'm like, am I going to have to make it Dodoria? No, it's Frieza.
I thought the villain was going to be seizures.
The dub soundtrack, the YouTube rip I watched that put Dragon Ball Super Goku Black clips in there. I'm gonna link that after this show.
That's way too fucking funny.
It fucking killed me. So starting with Dan, who you got? Who can take Frieza?
It's not like this has been tested or anything.
Now
who can take on movie Frieza?
Now, the whole bit here is we're supposed to make it as close as we can get it and as interesting and bizarre of a matchup, so that way there could be a contested debate on whether or not it would work out.
Here's my understanding of Frieza. Frieza is some dude who lives in a pod and can't turn into anything. I wouldn't know anything about that.
So here's my proposal. I'm curious what you gentlemen believe. I think Grand Kai might be able to beat Frieza.
Oh, Grand Kai.
You know, I think he's just barely strong enough.
I forgot about Grand Kai.
He looks like he's from Tenchimoyo.
Yes.
I
posted the picture
here. He was part of the best filler arc, the one that had PyCon in it and the Hercules guy and the Centipede Man.
I posted the picture from the Dragon Ball fandom wiki, wherein you get to see him wearing a denim jeans, big-ass boots, a denim jacket, and holding a boombox.
That is his first appearance.
Yeah.
He's like,
it's
what's
real
up,
good.
Guys?
It's real.
I remember the promo for this because they'd always like recycle the episodes before we got to this arc, and I was always sad. I'm like, I want to learn about this dude.
So I'm gonna say Grand Kai. You know, his power is ambiguous.
I think that it would be a landslide.
He's just you.
Okay, I have to oppose Dan using actual lore.
Oh no!
Shut the fuck up. Go ahead.
Because the other world tournament where Goku has the epic battle against PyCon.
Correct, yeah, that.
The reward for that is the prize is a training session with the Grand Kai.
Mm-hmm.
And then they tie because they both touch the outside of the ring at the same time.
Yep.
And then the Grand Kai says, I'll train you both in 1,000 years, and he has the inner monologue. I've been eating too much cake. I can't keep up with them right now. I have to get back into shape.
That's fair. I think he still has enough power to beat this Frieza fellow. I think he could blow up a planet if he wanted to.
But this is the 5-month training movie Frieza.
No, this is the current movie
we're talking
Frieza.
About Bardock Frieza.
Yeah,
Bardock era Frieza.
If Supreme Kai here goes back Grand Kai guy
Thank
here
you.
Goes back in time. And fights Frieza right after he kills Bardock. I think he could win.
Yes, I'm I am stating this Frieza trained for 5 months, which is why he is so much stronger than canonical Frieza.
He blew up the planet faster, so he's going on the logic that this is actually stronger than any other Frieza.
I would like to
despite
know...
Despite having no transformations.
I would like to note that Grand Kai is considerably stronger than other Kais. He's known to be the greatest fighter in the four quarters of the universe. That sounds like somebody who could beat Frieza. I'm going to stand behind my decision. Bob, which way are you voting?
Fine. I'm thinking Grand Kai could do this. I think that he's got the power.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's got...
Plus, he's got God power. I'm sure that that's the thing. God key? It exists in regular Z, right? Right, guys?
Sure.
Okay, yeah, he's got that.
Yeah.
I don't need to shoot you anymore, so I'm not going to start talking about...
Thank God. Thank God. You can totally God. Shoot him. I know you can shoot him, but we're not doing no shooting. Feel, shoot us.
I'm going to say canonical Bardock from the new Broly movie. God beat Frieza.
I think Feel's 100% on the mark here.
See, his writing
does
is too
own
strong.
It pretty hard.
See... This Bardock would get hit by the death ball, and it would be like the dramatic finish in Fighters, where he goes, no, and breaks out of it and owns Frieza's ass.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, they cut away from it so quick in the new movie, anything could have happened. Frieza might be dead in that canon.
He could even get sent back in time and fight Frieza's ancestor somehow.
Yeah, that could happen. That's a really crazy thing to say, but it could happen.
All right. I'm still thinking of one. Bob.
Metal cooler. Regular cooler couldn't handle it, what? But the metal version makes him that step above regular Frieza.
I think that's right, because I didn't hear any Disturbed play while Frieza was on screen.
Exactly.
I unfortunately cannot accept it. Cooler's not canon.
Oh, I wasn't aware.
It's unfortunately we're pitting the movie villain against real Dragon Ball Z anime characters. I know it's a hard distinction between the good content and the good content.
Okay, all right. Then clearly, Garlic Jr. from the second time he comes back in the filler episodes.
Yeah, he could do it.
Yeah, definitely.
Frieza is so cocky, he would
throw Frieza into the dead zone.
Yeah, yes. Frieza wouldn't even just fight his way out of it. He would just go in there and be like, I could get out. Oh, shit.
I mean, as we establish, it's impossible for Garlic Jr. to lose.
Yeah, no, even if he gets owned, he has to accept that he lost, and he won't do that.
Even if Garlic Jr. is flying through the dead zone again, he'll be like, I just gotta wait 5,000 years until Frieza dies of old age.
God!
I mean, it's true.
He's like a Baki villain over here.
God. I wish Dragon Ball was as Kino as Baki.
Me too.
My Jesus Christ. My choice is Tien Shinhan from the Buu Saga. He shows up for one episode, and I think attempts to fight Majin Buu, who has absorbed adult Gohan, and then proceeds to do nothing. But that's pretty late in the show, so I think he's got a shot.
I think he blocks one attack from that Buu, which is, that's impressive.
Yeah.
He's still just a normal dude. His outfit's cool and that. It's like blue. I wanted to do my best to put in a safe pick. A safe human pick.
Somebody's got root for the humans.
Tien, the strongest human.
Mm-hmm. Those were good and super. I guess now that we've gone through all of those, I assume we have. Yeah. It is time for the most exciting part of our entire show.
Can I go?
We're each going to give our own review and score based on 1 to 7 for Bardock, the father of Goku. Feel, what is that?
That's very good fan art of Tien, the strongest human.
Oh no, what
Why is there a god?
Alright.
His name is Ten Shinhan, not Tien, and Krillin is not a human because he has no nose. And his wife is a robot.
Thank you for that.
Starting with Feel, we're gonna get a review of what we watched and a ranking of 1 to 7.
This movie is pretty bad. It has a lot of dead air. It has the pointless future site, which you could literally completely remove from this movie, and it would lose nothing but 4 minutes of runtime.
Mm-hmm.
But it had Solid State Scouter in it, and I was wrong. In fact, it uses it twice. I'm gonna give it a 4.
Whoa! Wow, 2 points better than Tree of Might. So, Bob,
This movie feels like it does almost nothing. It has some neat designs. It has that good song.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's like the fight scenes were so bad we didn't even talk about them. That's how
we really didn't. Oh my god.
Yeah. They're almost
really only one.
Yeah, yeah. He had like one,
there's
fight,
one
with...
fight scene with two ideas.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I saw plenty of fight scenes. Goku versus Piccolo. Goku versus Vegeta.
God damn it.
Goku carrying milk. There are some good fights.
Goku versus milk. But we got two actual fight scenes. We got him running towards Frieza at the end, and we got one where he fought Dodoria's men. The Dodoria's men was the only one that was felt like it was anything. It was, yeah. And it does play that song for both of them. But I'd say this is substantially worse than Tree of Might. I'm giving this a 1.
Your worst film.
Yes.
Of everything we've seen so far. Are you still comfortable with shit like Curse of the Blood Rubies being a 4?
Yeah, that is 3 points better than this. That had character. Oh. They did stuff.
Can I go next? I want to go next.
Dan, go next.
This movie's worse than Tree of Might. It's a fucking tragedy. I gave that a 1, and that there isn't a 0 in this fucking category or ranking list. This movie has so much dead air, and you would think, okay, let's remove the dead air. Okay, you still have minutes of flashbacks of identical footage. Okay, let's remove that. Great. Now nothing has happened. The movie is now a staggering 9 minutes long. And not well animated, and has one cool fight that is really just two moves that are neat. This movie is the fucking worst one we've watched so far. Unfortunately, because one is taken by Tree of Might, this ties Tree of Might in my ranking. I'm giving it a 1. It is so disappointing. Bardock is such a neat idea. Future Sight could be cool. None of it plays out well. It is so bad.
I have
there's
to.
Not an ins- there's not an inciting. There's not an inciting incident. You know, there's no thing that sets off the powder keg, right? There needs to be a thing in this movie that shows why Frieza woke up to realizing the Saiyans would be a problem. Instead, it's Bardock and his friends beat up these guys, and then Frieza's like, let's kill them all now. It almost seems unrelated, right?
Now you see what happened. He's like, that's interesting. Okay, fuck them up. Okay, cool. One of them survived. Okay, I'm just going to blow up the whole planet then.
Right? Zarbon sells him on it. Zarbon must have like this huge big dick boner for genocide. Because
he's like, hey, Frieza, you want to try DMT?
Yeah, so that
Zarbon
movie...
gave Frieza his quaaludes, and that set off the events of the film.
That explains why no one says anything.
Oh my god.
It's a bad...
Anything else, Dan?
No, that's it. I well described all of the problems with the film. It's a shame that Solid State Scouter, which is a really good song, is from such a bad film.
Bardock is like the only good looking Goku clone. Like, he has a reason to be Goku.
Yeah.
He has a cool design.
Yeah.
Everything adds up, and it's just like, oh, well, we made the worst special we could imagine.
We made a really cool design and then wrote, do-do-da-da fart poop.
Look, here's Zar in everybody's, in the entire Dragon Ball fandom's head, Bardock is the opening of that fight where Solid State Scouter starts and he hammer fists the guy, and that has gotten him all everything he's had since.
There's going to be a lot of Bardock in our future. But here's my review of Dragon Ball Z, a lonesome final battle, the father of the Z warrior Son Goku challenge Frieza. You've convinced me this movie's a lot worse upon closer reflection. I thought it was a bit middling, but when you pointed out, yeah, there, we didn't talk about the fights, and I went, hold on, I don't remember. And then that told me, that's all it needed to tell me. I can remember the fights from fucking Dead Zone.
Dead Zone had good fights.
I can remember the fights from Mystical Adventure.
Okay, yeah, that's a fucking...
I mean,
I remember that Arale fight. It was fucking funny.
Yeah, it was fucking funny.
It was funny. Had decent choreography and cinematography.
Yeah.
So my score is going to be a 2, which means it ties Curse of the Blood Rubies with the caveat. I think Curse of the Blood Rubies is better because it told a cogent story.
Yes, that's kind of my problem with Tree
and
of Fighting.
That movie ran out of time and still managed to tell a complete
story.
You
watched a fucked up version that was half footage from the TV show.
This is still better than the Bardock special.
Well, I'm sorry. This thing tried the best. It added even more storytelling than you could think. I saw Goku Black and that still didn't save this movie.
Oh man, this is rough.
But yeah, it being a 2 and being worse than Curse of the Blood Ruby specifically places it as the second worst one for me. Well, as we're doing this now, we're of course tabulating all the totals here on our mystical documents, trying to figure out what our universal final score is. How we feeling now that we're 7 movies deep? How we feeling, guys? We doing all right?
Dan is not going to survive this.
Oh, did you realize that too when I realized he's getting this mad and giving Bardock a 1 and I'm like, oh man, he hasn't reached the garbage dump yet.
No, I'm just sitting here and I'm like, welcome to the rest of this podcast series where I just go 1 into a microphone.
One.
You're gonna have to raise the score of something.
No, he's not.
No.
Otherwise, his segment is going to be like fucking 10 minutes long. Like, this one is also a 1, but this one is better than this one, but not worse than this one, but better than this one.
No, it's
Can
cool.
Can you believe this shit?
Because I'm making a list every single time to make sure I have it right, you know? I don't have to rethink through it every time. I just get to go, that means my bottom 17 are.
I can't believe there was a 45-way tie for 1 point.
I can. It's a Dragon Ball movie review podcast.
I want to believe that they're going to get better than this, that it won't just stay at 1 forever until we hit Broly.
So, Phil, you have a tie between Bardock's special and the World's Strongest, showing you have no taste. Which of these do you think is better?
World's Strongest.
Okay, thank you. That's all I cared about, just getting which one was better.
No, see, I have Dragon Ball fan brain disease, so I watched that entire Bardock special, and in my mind, all that I remember is Solid State Scouter and him hammer-fisting Abul.
All right, so, I'm going to talk about our rankings now, tabulating all the points together. We have a 3-way tie for last place.
Yeah, we do.
It includes, with 8 points, Sleeping Princess and Devil's Castle with an 8, Tree of Might with an 8, and Bardock with an 8. As it turns out, we've given out 2 8s in a row.
Some real winners recently.
Don't worry. Coming up, the next one absolutely won't get an 8.
True. I bet it's raw. Coming up next, we have Curse of the Blood Rubies with 11 points. Pretty... Wow. Mystical Adventure with a 13. World's Strongest with a 16. And our strongest film, which I really hope gets dethroned, Dead Zone with a 22.
It is going to get dethroned when we watch the final Broly movie. That is the only movie in here that has a prayer of a chance of being better than Dead Zone.
No, Dan, that's years away.
Yeah. Dan. Welcome to the rest of this podcast.
By the time we hit that, we'll be in, like, fucking our Bleach podcast talking about the first movie.
Dan?
Yeah?
By the time we get to that Broly movie, there will probably be another new Broly movie.
Exciting. Now 2 movies.
By the time we hit that, there's probably 2 films, and the anime is 40 episodes deep.
Retelling those 2 films.
Yes! Well... That's gonna basically wrap up Mondo Cool for this month. Next time, we will be returning to the numbered Dragon Ball Z films, which Bob is going to read a summary based on because we have great ideas.
All right. Let's see here.
The most devastating foe in Mondo Cool history returns. Rehashed Dragon Ball plots.
Yeah!
Our heroes thought they were safe four entries into Dragon Ball Z, but out of nowhere comes a new challenger. Hope our boys have some salt, because next time on Mondo Cool, Lord Slug.
That's a bad joke. Fucking salt.
Oh, I get it.